Maybe you were busy working today and missed the Cohen testimony before the House. Lucky you. Anyone half interested in impromptu lessons in American Civics 101 that glued their eyeballs and ears to the television cable coverage witnessed something we haven't seen since the Watergate hearings back in the 70s, not quite half a century ago. Nixon's people were on the docket back then for some illegal search and seizures of political enemies. I was unemployed, and so I spent an inordinate amount of time watching the daily investigation on live TV. Explosive stuff, all culminating in Nixon's resignation. Even his own party drew a line in the sand and told him, step off or face impeachment. Nixon was no dummy, mean as a viper, but not stupid. He stepped off. What you saw today was just another example of profiles and courage. Not. The Trump Party, terrified that their boy who holds an 85% approval rating from the GOP base, ignored any facts or evidence from the guy who was Donald's personal attorney, his fixer, a man who now is singing like a canary on meth. They attacked his credibility. They attacked his personality. They attacked his ethics. They attacked his motives. All perfectly reasonable, unless you reject the corroborating evidence he brought to bear. Not one of these brave Republicans confronted the evidence itself or offered refutation. Nah, easier to shoot the messenger. If you wanted a glimpse into what an impeachment hearing for high crimes and treason would look like, you got more than a peek. You got the spectacle of rats scurrying in a sinking ship, blaming the crew for catastrophic leakage. Cohen himself was contrite, apologetic for crimes against the nation, for supporting and abetting a con man, a fraud, a crook, and a cheat. His closing statement was poignant and bittersweet from a man who had lost everything. His name, his wealth, his law practice, his family's love, his respect, and in a few days, his freedom. He'd been blinded by the Trumpster and no doubt his own greed. He told the Republicans they were doing exactly what he had been doing, and they would regret protecting a man who deserved no loyalty. He admonished them to cease and desist before it was too late. All this from the man who said he would take a bullet for his boss. Apparently, there are plenty more who would defend a crook and a con rather than their country just to stay in power. These men apparently are willing to take a slug for the boss, and hopefully they get the chance.